You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Two young people keeping love alive all throughout World War II with letters, hundreds of letters. That's the story told in a new play from Ann Arbor writer-director David Kiley. The play is I'll Be Seeing You. It's based on his book Writing the War, Chronicles of a World War II Correspondent. Kiley was here on Stateside in late 2015 talking about the book, a collection of the letters written by his father, Charles, and mother, Billy, throughout their courtship during World War II. David, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for having me.
Let's get back to the book for a little bit before we talk about the play. So after your parents' deaths, you discovered hundreds of their letters?
Well, I knew about the letters before they passed away. My father was very private, and he said that I could do anything I wanted to with them after he was gone. But it took my sister and I some years to edit them. They had to be archived properly because there was, you know, almost 900 of them, all in different forms. Handwriting, some were typed, some were V-mail, which was a thing that some of your viewers might know about. But it was almost like microfilm, kind of having the letter shrunken down into a smaller form so it would be less weight on the airplanes going back and forth.
Quite amazing. It's a story of their love growing, but it's also a story of World War II because your dad was a correspondent for Stars and Stripes. So he saw an awful lot of history in that European theater.
He did see a lot of history. And he took part in a lot of history because the arc of his war was that he went in as infantry, didn't think he was going to be a reporter, but he was a reporter in civilian life. And then they plucked him out. He was in on the invasion of Normandy as a reporter. And then at the end of the war, he was the only reporter allowed in the building for when the German high command was negotiating surrender with Eisenhower's staff.
Amazing. And you turned it into a book. I know I personally love the book. We had you on the show in December 2015, and we had a couple of fine young actors from the University of Michigan kind of interpreting their letters. And then you turned this into a play. Was this kind of always in the master plan for you?
It was in the back of my head. After I had seen the touring show Love Letters, I began to think that this could be something like that. What I've turned it into is quite more than Love Letters, which is usually just two actors reading from a binder. This show has five actors, Charles and Billy, two radio singers, and a news announcer who's loosely modeled after Edward R. Murrow. I'm very involved in the theater in Michigan, so translating it, the story, to a play just naturally took place in my head.
And it had to have been challenging in a sense that you wrote the book the play is based on. You wrote the play, you're directing the play, your directorial debut, you're in the play. And it's about your mom and dad. So on a lot of different levels, it's a lot of balls to juggle in the air at the same time.
I don't recommend it. I was postering places for the show last weekend as well. So technically I'm the producer too. I don't think I would ever do anything quite this involved and wear this many hats. But I think because it is a real labor and expression of love and so personal that, you know, and when you do it the first time, too, it's not like people are coming out of the woodwork to help you. So you actually do need to wear a lot of hats.
To that point, let's listen to an excerpt from I'll Be Seeing You. What are we going to hear?
This is actually the speech or the letter that my father has written to my mother where he mentions Levy and Rose in his letter. And that was, I selected the music for the show based on songs that my parents actually mention in their letters. And he's writing from France. Dearest Billy, we have about an hour to spend together tonight before the sun goes down. We have a radio here in the office, which also gives us music all night. We get New York on shortwave occasionally, but mostly it's German stations. Now it's Berlin Betty on the German station. And I could almost love her for playing Ain't Misbehavin'. She sounds like an American, and besides playing records, she also sends messages to the American people from GI prisoners of war. The picture here is not so nice. It was the second time in as many days that I had been up to the front, and most of what I saw will not be passed on to you. Not that you can't take it, but I'd rather not talk about the dead, the dying, the shelling, the snipers, the wounded, and the chaos. Everyone here is talking about when we can push into Paris to liberate the city. One of our French helpers was talking to us about his family. His parents were killed by the Germans here. His sister was beaten. He had our full attention, believe me. His stories were heartbreaking. The radio was on in the background, and just as he paused in his letter, La Vie en Rose came on the radio. It was like a movie on cue. We all just listened and drank from a bottle of champagne he shared from his stash that he'd kept from the Germans. Did I tell you? The water supply is not safe, so we are brushing our teeth with champagne.
Des yeux qui font baiser les miens, un rire qui se perd sous sa bouche, voilà les poudres sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Hold me close and hold me fast, this magic spell you cast, this is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above.
Marlene Inman, beautiful, beautiful interpretation of that wonderful, wonderful song. You've been in a lot of productions, from South Pacific to Fiddler on the Roof, Les Mis, you were Madame Thénardier. What has it been like for you working with David, bringing his parents' love story from World War II to the stage?
Well, that's been wonderful. It was so exciting to be part of an original project, and that it's based on a true story is even more special. And David is a good friend of mine, and so being a part of this has been very special.
What are some of the numbers people are going to hear through the show?
Lily Marlene, Marlena Dietrich piece or tune, is another favorite of mine. The White Cliffs of Dover also. And then some from our male radio singer, we have Ma, I Miss Your Apple Pie. and of course, I'll Be Seeing You is in the show as well.
Beautiful, beautiful songs when you think about it. And David, I know the profits from the play are going to go to EncoreMichigan.com, which you run. Tell us a little about Encore Michigan.
It is the only media source left in Michigan that covers all of the live professional theaters. Now, we are well aware of the touring shows that come through the Opera House, Fisher Theater, et cetera, et cetera. But there are, at any given time, about 75 to 80 active professional theater companies around the state, and they just don't get covered anymore by what's left of the dailies and the websites and things like that. So we preview, review. We have a great show calendar on our website. We do audition information for actors. We're kind of one-stop shopping for all the live professional theaters. But we also gotten some help from some sponsors like Xfinity and Comcast. But we operate in the red. And so until we can get more grant money and sponsorship money, we're and advertising revenue, I'm doing things like this to help fund it.
So this is going to premiere on February 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Arthur Miller Theater in Ann Arbor. But I suspect this is like planting a seed. What kind of plans do you have in the back of your mind as you think about what you'd like I'll Be Seeing You to be able to do?
We're in the 75th anniversary of our involvement in World War II. And this show is actually written and designed to be what I call a pop-up show. It's entirely done on book. So that means that a theater who might be doing long runs and has a couple of dark weekends in between runs could easily put this up for a weekend run. And so we're videotaping it for the purposes of trying to get licensed out, because I think it really is a good story. It's both educational and entertaining, which is hard to combine into one thing. It's a love story that also reminds us, I think, of one of the times in our recent history, although 70 years ago, when the country was really together, pulled together, people of every stripe, different religions, different political stripes, all pulled together in one cause. And I think we need some of that. And I think the audiences are looking for some of that, too. I hope.
And a wonderful love story, because ultimately, Charles and Billy were married how many years?
56 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of the story is that they had only been together about three times before he shipped out. He knew. He proposed. And so all of their courtship was through the letters. And I hope we've captured not only Charles's war in Europe, but Billy's war on the home front, because she had a very iconic, emblematic home front war where she was Red Cross volunteer. She was an airplane spotter. She worked in a defense factory, really kept the home fires burning.
Well, it was a wonderful book, Writing the War, Chronicles of a World War II Correspondent. Now it has taken its next step out into the world as the play I'll Be Seeing You. And again, it'll have its premiere February 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Arthur Miller Theater in Ann Arbor. And I know you can get all the details at EncoreMichigan.com.
If I could mention one thing, we got a grant from Nissan North America that I'd like to make known to the veterans in your audience. We have a block of free tickets. And even when we exhaust the block of free tickets, you know, if more veterans than we have tickets for inquire, that's a good problem to have, and I'll take care of it. But you can find the details at EncoreMichigan.com, or you can go to BrownPaperTickets.com and just plug in I'll Be Seeing You, and that'll give you all the information, too.
Fantastic. David Kiley, Marlene Inman, and, of course, Leah Fox, the wonderful accompanist. Thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.